Welcome to Straight Up Small Business, the podcast for startup and scaling up entrepreneurs who are ready to take their business to the next level of profit. I'm Beck Buchanan, an accountant turned virtual bookkeeping business owner. I'm super passionate about small business and helping entrepreneurs fall in love with their numbers in order to achieve their goals. If you ever feel confused, unsure, or overwhelmed about the financial side of your business, then you've come to the right place. This podcast covers bookkeeping, finance, and small business topics discussed in a straight-up way. My goal for each bite-sized episode is to inform and inspire you to make the next best decision in your business backed by financial know-how so you can create the business of your dreams. Make sure you hit subscribe so you don't miss any of my latest episodes, and let's dive in. Before we kick off, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the Bundjalung Nation, whose country I am on while recording this episode. I respect their elders from the past, present, and those emerging as the traditional custodians of this beautiful land. So wherever you're listening to this today, I acknowledge the lands on which you are and those First Nations people who lived and worked there for over 70,000 years. Hello and welcome to Straight Up Small Business. Thank you so much for joining me here on this episode number 27. Now, this episode's a bit different. It's about something I read in the paper last week and the thoughts and feelings that I've had regarding that. But let's keep it different and dive in, I say. So last week, as I said, I read something in the paper, and that is that the bookkeeper for surfing legend family, The Wrights, is going to jail for extorting about $1.5 million from them over the last 10 years. The bookkeeper has allegedly used this money to fund her horse racing and gambling addiction. She self-confessed to the family, actually, because she also, it's reported that she felt like she couldn't keep leading this double life anymore. And during her confession, she highlighted all the various transactions in the bank statements of this family, showing where she'd taken the money out. So it was hiding there in plain sight for everyone to find if they'd bothered to. It was also reported that this lady was a family friend of the mother of the Tyler and Owen Wright, who are the famous surfers. And I actually couldn't find any details on her qualifications as a bookkeeper. Now, disclaimer, I got all of this information from the news. So, you know, in terms of fact checking, I didn't go to court documents or anything like that, but I did check several news sites. So I think it's fair to say this is fairly reliable information coming out of the court case. Holy moly, though. Seriously, this is just such crazy town, unbelievable stuff to me, and I'm in shock. And I almost don't want to talk about it, be that on Instagram or on this podcast, because I'm ashamed, because I'm a bookkeeper. And I worry that bringing this to people's attention will scare business owners off getting a bookkeeper, because we might all get tainted with the same brush, so to speak. But then I thought, no, I'm brave and I have strong views and I have a podcast and a platform and an audience. So I've decided I can do more good for the business world by sharing my view rather than pretending this didn't happen. And I'm going to stand in my power as a trustworthy, highly experienced and ethical bookkeeper instead. Now, my overarching view here is bookkeeping, like many other services, is not something that you should skimp on. Having an independent contractor come into your business and look at your financial data and caretake the books for you and pay your staff and potentially your bills isn't something you want to entrust to just anyone. Perhaps not a family friend with lacking qualifications. And certainly not the cheapest contractor out there. Whilst being expensive or at the upper end of the cost spectrum doesn't automatically make someone a good bookkeeper, of course, it can be a strong indication of experience and also the systems behind the bookkeeping business that make it a safer place for your data to be housed. For if your bookkeeper is charging, say, $25 an hour, they couldn't possibly have the systems and insurance behind them and still be running a profitable business. I know this from experience and what my business costs. Now, I don't know at all whether the Wright family bookkeeper was cheap in price or not. For all I know, she may have been a really expensive, unethical bookkeeper. So I also propose that there are many other things you should look for when selecting a bookkeeper for your business. And there are also controls that you need to put in place for your business once you have a bookkeeper helping you. And I'll go through all of these now. So firstly, let's cover the things you need to look out for. Number one, you want to have a good feeling about the bookkeeper. Check their website and their social media if they have it. Talk to the bookkeeper on Zoom and then on the phone. How's the vibe? Can you work with this person? And does your gut tell you yay or nay? That's always a strong indicator as far as I'm concerned. Number two, check their qualifications. I know it's common thought that any monkey can press OK and reconcile a transaction in zero, but this is not the case. Bookkeeping can be much harder than that. And good bookkeeping is more than just clearing a zero dashboard. It's getting everything into the right place so that you can run reports so that business owners can make good decisions off those reports. So make sure your bookkeeper has a bookkeeping or accounting qualification and a BAS agent or tax agent number. And look up this number on the Tax Practitioners Board website to check that it is legit. Number three, check their experience. Has the bookkeeper worked with clients like you before? Have they got testimonials? Would they be open to you speaking to one of their clients to check their performance? Now, I'm all for giving someone new in the industry a shot because we all start somewhere. But I would be asking what experience with work, uni, TAFE or life has the prospective bookkeeper had that positions them to be able to best assist you in your business. And if they're fresh out of TAFE with no hands-on experience to date, I'd want assurance that a more experienced tax or BAS agent is reviewing or mentoring them. Number four, ensure the bookkeeper gives you a contract or engagement letter and read it thoroughly. What are the terms? And does the bookkeeper subcontract? What do they promise to deliver, and when and how can you contact them? Do they fix their mistakes at their own costs if something is done incorrectly, etc.? Don't assume anything. We all do things differently, and it's good to know how your bookkeeper is doing their things. And if the bookkeeper doesn't give you such an agreement, alarm bells should sound, because any professional bookkeeper will give you a contract, period. Number five, check they have insurance. If you are dealing with a BAS agent or a tax agent, then you can rest assured that they do have insurance because it's a requirement. But if they're not a tax agent or a BAS agent, I'd be asking this question because insurance should be important to you. Now, once all that's given the okay, you need to make sure that you have your own controls in place in your business. So number one, bank account access. If there is a need for your bookkeeper to have banking access, which is likely the case if they do payroll or accounts payable, then by all means give them that access, but set them up with their own login so that they can prepare payments, but it's you that needs to authorize payments. In this way, you're never going to unknowingly be paying for someone's gambling or horse racing addiction because you're the one making the payments in the end. Number two, look at your numbers regularly. Check your bank account, read your P&L and balance sheet report every month. If you give your staff credit cards and fuel cards, review their statements every month and ensure they give you receipts. Hiring a bookkeeper doesn't mean you set and forget the numbers side of your business. You still need to check and care about what's happening in your bank accounts. You just don't need to do the transaction recording anymore or the report running. Number three, ask questions. If something doesn't look or feel right, ask about it. Don't assume all is okay, nor that you would be imposing or silly for bothering your bookkeeper with a question. Personally, I love answering all kinds of questions. It allows me to exhibit my knowledge and become the trusted advisor to my clients that I aim to be. Number four, know that if your bookkeeper isn't asking you to provide receipts and tax invoices and bank statements, that they're not doing their job correctly. For a lot of transactions, you can't guess GST without citing an invoice, and you'll never be able to tell if invoices have been paid in duplicate or paid to the wrong account if there is no documentation to go off. And you won't know if your bank account is reconciled properly in accounting software if the bank account isn't referenced. So really, the bookkeeping can't be done properly without supporting documentation. You need to want to be asked for this documentation, and you should willingly hand it over. Okay. So if all that's in place, you're likely set up for success with a bookkeeper. So what is the right price, you may be thinking? Well, in my 3 years of running my business, here are my findings so far. A professional onshore bookkeeper will charge between $70 to $90 per hour or have this rate wrapped up in their value-based pricing. Some businesses charge more than this, and we certainly do for certain services like CFO advisory work. But anything below these amounts will be because they're not a BAS agent or a tax agent, and they're just starting out and wanting to win clients through a low price strategy. So why is $70 to $90 an acceptable price when a VA could do your bookkeeping for $50 per hour, you may be wondering? And it's because of the following. Number one, systems. Bookkeepers at that end of the price spectrum are using the best systems on offer to protect data, to protect passwords, and to give clients a professional experience when working with them. Number two, insurance. Professional indemnity insurance, cyber insurance, business insurance, it all costs a ton of money, and this needs to be factored into the price that clients are getting charged. Number three, training. Professional bookkeepers have to do about 40 hours of continuing professional education per year, which we pay for out of our own pocket. But there's also a cost associated. It's called an opportunity cost, actually, with this training, in that you're taking time out of the business in order to do the training. So you're not there earning money because you're taking a day out to, you know, learn to be the best bookkeeper you can be. So all of this stuff costs money and gets factored into the price that's charged clients. Number four is professional registrations. We spend thousands per year on memberships to accounting and bookkeeping organizations. Number five, we're professionally skeptical and don't just do things because the last bookkeeper did or because clients ask us to. We use our brains and training and experience to do what it takes to get things right. And there's a value in this that deserves to be paid for. And lastly, we have the best staff and aren't paying peanuts in order to save us money. So this has to be factored into the hourly rate as well. Well, this brings me to the end of what I wanted to share. To recap, I want to convey that a great bookkeeper costs more than what you might think, and I've listed the reasons why this is. Before hiring a bookkeeper, you should do plenty of checks on their skills and experience, and you should meet and talk to them before signing on the dotted line to check the vibe between you. And once you've engaged a bookkeeper's services, you should implement controls in your own business to ensure they aren't running off with a million of your hard-earned cash. But don't be worried about the right family situation happening to you, please. It's a very unusual predicament, and my mind boggles as to how the situation came about and over that lengthy period of time and to that high amount. For the most part, us bookkeepers are working our asses off for our clients. It is such a labor-intensive job and involves mind-hurting calculations and reconciliations at times, as well as late nights and weekend work to meet deadlines. We take on the stresses of our clients, like cash flow issues and unpaid super amounts and unpaid activity statements, and the responsibility of having our clients meet their deadlines. This stuff keeps us up at night, and I certainly don't have time for horse racing or gambling addictions. So go forth and hire a bookkeeper if you need this help in your business. Just hire the right one and remember that you have a role to play in the success of the relationship. Have a wonderful week, and I will catch you next time. Thank you so much for listening in today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, I'd be so grateful if you left a review. And if you're not already, please connect with me on Instagram. My handle is straightup_bookkeeping. And if you'd like to know more about how I can help you be successful in running your small business, please check out my website, straightupbookkeeping.com.au, for details around my signature Bookkeeping in Zero course, Bookkeeping It Real, and also my done-for-you bookkeeping services. Thanks again, and see you next week.